We're in the middle of learning the laws of Kriya Shema Almita, which is in Siman Reish Lamed Tes. So last time we were learning this, yesterday, we were discussing the order, the different ways in which a person should say Hamapil first, you say Shema first. Now we continue with the words of the Ramah. Vayikra Kriya Shema Samal Chumitasa. He says that when it comes to Kriya Shema Almita, as the second part of that expression, it's supposed to be done by the bed. Supposed to be obviously said near the time in which one goes to sleep. Continue the words of the Ramah. The Ein Ochlin Veshosin Volmedabrim Acher Kriya Shema Shal Mitasa. A person, after you say Kriya Shema Mita, that should be the last thing that one does before you go to sleep. You're not supposed to talk, and eating and drinking also is something which one refrains from. El Yisha Miyad. One should go to sleep immediately. And this is actually a pasuk in which is quoted the obligations brought down in the Gemara and Brachos. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'domusela. And one way of interpreting this pasuk is Imru bilvavchem, say something in which pertains to the heart, which we know Kriya Shema, it mentions that it has to be al vavecha. Al mishkavchem, it says upon your bed, where you're about to sleep. And then immediately afterwards, the pasuk concludes as v'domusela. Doimim is silence, which means a person goes to sleep. So therefore, you say the Shema by the bed, bedomosela, which is pretty clear from the pasuk. That is what one should do, and therefore everything else afterwards we should avoid. So let's just spend a moment looking at the words of the Mishnah Brura on this topic. Samach mitasa says, "V'lo yikra kriya shema kishichanes lishan." A person is about to go to sleep, and maybe a person reads or something. You don't say the Shema and then engage in some other something else, like reading a book. El kisharoa shahashena ba'olav. Only at the time which a person senses that they are about to fall asleep, at that moment is when one should begin to say Kriya Shema Almita, but not before. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that not everyone agrees to this opinion. It's brought down the Knesset HaGadola, Sheyesh Likros Miyad. Some say as soon as one goes to bed, a person should say the Kriya Shema Almita immediately. And for a very practical reason, he says, Shema, Yechadvenu Sheina Acher Kach V'Likra. If you're going to be so makbid to say, I'm going to wait until the last second before I fall asleep, you'll end up, it'll be in the morning, you never said it. And therefore, there are those that say it's better to say it right away. So according to this opinion, the question is, as the pasuk says, you're supposed to say the Shema, and then immediately the domosel go to sleep. So if according to this opinion, you're supposed to say it right away, so isn't that a hefsek? Aren't you making some type of interruption? So a hefsek is not time related. A hefsek does not mean a specific amount of time, but rather it means some other activity, such as we said, eating, drinking, speaking, that is considered to be a hefsek between Kriya Shema and sleeping. I'm not saying it's mutter altogether. That's another shayla. And the news is mutter, I guess. I don't know. That's a whole other shayla. Anyway, avol mashi yoshi v'doimim lo mikra hesek, af sha'ez zman kodim shishan. And that usually puts a person to sleep also. A person who's just sitting there and not able to fall asleep, that's not considered to be a hesek, even if there was a significant amount of time before one actually falls asleep. Obviously, if a person knows that they're going to be up for a couple of hours, right, watching the news, so then you shouldn't say Kriya Shema Almita at that time. But when a person is about to go to sleep, even if it's possible that you may not fall asleep right away, then you should say it to avoid any of these controversies. When it comes to this idea of a hesek, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us that im ta'iv lishtos, this is what usually happens like by a fast. You know, on a typical day, you can skip not drinking, not eating for a few hours, no big deal. But as soon as the fast day comes in, you immediately get thirsty that morning. So it's perhaps the same idea when it comes to Kriya Shema Almita. You have nothing to talk about, you're not hungry, you're not thirsty. As soon as you say Kriya Shema Almita, all of a sudden, you have this desire to eat or to speak. So he says, if in fact this is what happens, you have this taiva, he says, nirish mutter. Apparently it's permissible. You should say the Shema again. However, that doesn't mean that it's only this is referring to only you said the Shema. Achein im kvar omar birchas hamapil yizahir b'zeh. When it comes to the bracha of hamapil, which is in addition to Kriyat Shema Amita, which we discussed, that already were more strict. Ki yasik bin habracha l'hashena. And that's already considered to be a separation. And obviously in the event that a person is able to avoid such a break between the two, that's the proper approach. And the idea is, I was once told when I was in Miami by a little kid, it's interesting that when it comes to modani, the first thing you do is you immediately say modani in the morning. And immediately before you go to sleep, the second before you go to sleep, you say Kriyat Shema Amita. So you have these bookends, if you will, of being connecting to Hashem at the very moment that we wake up and immediately before one goes to sleep. There's certainly much more to discuss. I'll just share one more line in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll discuss this at greater length next time. He says, how exactly should you say it? Okay, we know when to say it, but how? It says, Kriyat Shema Al Hamita sounds like you're supposed to be physically on the bed. Does that mean you're lying down? Should you be sitting on the bed? Are you allowed to say it standing? So it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Im muter likros kishu shaychev. There's a question if one is allowed to say the Shema lying down, which you would think would be the most logical thing, because after all, it's right before you go to sleep. But it's not so simple if that's the proper way for one to say the Shema. V'imkar kriyin Shema v'lo yochel lish. Okay, so we'll get to that later. Let's see, you just can't fall asleep what you're supposed to do. So he sends down here in the Mishnah Berurah, and this will conclude with this thought. He says, Kvar kor b'zman v'kor yata rak mishim kriyin Shema shalmita. He says, "Mutu lechatchil likros b'shchiva." In the event, the Mishnah Berurah says that you already said the Kriya Shema at night at the proper time, not during the day like we do on a Friday afternoon for Shabbos, but you said it already at the right time. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that lechatchil certainly one is allowed to say Kriya Shema Amita even though they're lying down. V'yesh shemachmirin lechatchil likros b'amido b'yeshiva. Some people are more strict. Brought down the Chayadam to either be sitting or to be standing, and not to be lying down, which perhaps would constitute a lack of kavana. Achein, im kvar shachav, let's say you happen to already be lying down, l'kuli alma mutter l'hatois al tzidai likor, a person could turn to their side and read, that's not an issue. V'yishol adam l'hargal atzma l'shchav al tzido davkin. He says, and also, by the way, when it comes to sleeping, that's also the proper way one would sleep, and that's something which we'll discuss also at a later time. Rabbi Chananah, Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zechut V'Ham, Tarmit Tishnemar Adonai, Chafetz Uman Tzidko Yadir Torah V'Yadir.